This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agriculture practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities and facilitate availability of credit. Briefing media in New Delhi today, after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on three key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity and less credit disbursement. He said the scheme will be implemented through convergence of 36 existing schemes across 11 departments, other state schemes. Mr. Vaishnaw said the scheme will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country.
आकांक्षी जिलों को किस तरह से सभी बाकी जिलों के बराबर लेके आए, इस सफलता को ध्यान में रखते हुए 100 ऐसे जिले देश भर में और हर राज्य से कम एक जिला जिसमें कृषि पर तीन पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धनधान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है.
The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Chief of Defence Staff, CDS General Anil Chauhan, today said Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralised unarmed drones and loitering munitions used by Pakistan during the recent Operation Sindoor. General Chauhan was addressing a workshop on unmanned aerial vehicle and counter-UAS indigenisation in New Delhi. He said none of Pakistan's drones inflicted any damage to the Indian military or civil infrastructure. He said Operation Sindoor has highlighted the critical importance of deploying indigenous counter-unmanned aerial systems. Global Terror Financing Watchdog Financial Action Task Force FATF has warned of emerging terror financing risks in digital era and highlighted Pakistan's role in it. The FATF underlined the potential threats where money can be misused in a rapidly digitalizing world, adding that money can be misused to support terrorism, hide illegal earnings, or fund activities that can harm global peace. It highlighted that to protect the world's financial systems, FATF works with countries around the globe. The Indian Embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has asked schools to establish oil boards to promote a healthy lifestyle among students. In a letter to all the heads of schools, CBSE has asked them to promote healthy meals and physical activity in schools through the availability of nutritious, healthier food options and activity initiatives. In badminton, India's campaign at the Japan Open began on a high note with star men's doubles pair Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and singles pair player Lakshya Sen cruising into the second round after impressive straight game wins in the respective matches in Tokyo today. In women's cricket, India will face hosts England in the first ODI of the three-match series at Southampton this evening. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Harmanpreet Kaur-led side is entering the 50-over format with confidence after sealing their five-match T20 international series 3-2. England, on the other hand, are bolstered by the return of star all-rounder Nat Sivabrant, who missed the latter half of the T20 international due to groin strain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.